ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So as you were arriving, we sang the prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev, because Rakesh reminded me that I had given him the name Nrsimhadas. So we sang the prayers to Lord Nrsimha, and I'm just going to tell one aspect of the Nrsimha Leela, since it is Rakesh's favorite. Rakesh loves Krishna, but has special attraction for Lord Nrsimhadev. And Prabhupada writes in one of his purports that if you have special attraction for a particular katha, that indicates your constitutional relationship with Krishna. So, you may have some special relationship with Lord Nrsimha. But I want to take you to after Lord Nrsimha killed Hiranyakashipu. When the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu, he was still roaring. He was still angry. And Hiranyakashipu's army came, but Lord Nrsimha manifested thousands of arms, and with the fingernails, he was able to defeat all of Hiranyakashipu's army, because Lord Nrsimhadev's fingernails are like thunderbolts, because Lord Nrsimhadev is God. Therefore, he's omnipotent. He can do anything with any one of his senses. His senses are interchangeable. If you're comfortable. His senses are interchangeable. Hare Krishna. Welcome. Hare Krishna. May Krishna bless you and protect you. Hari Bol. May Krishna bless you and protect you. So the Lord was still roaring, Hare Krishna, after he had killed Hiranyakashipu's army. The Lord was still roaring. So Lord Brahma began to offer prayers to appease the Lord. All the demigods, one after another, came to appease the Lord. Lord Shiva offered prayers to pacify the Lord. Indra came. And one after the other, all the demigods from all over the universe offered prayers, but the Lord was still angry. He was not pacified. So Lord Brahma went to Lakshmi and said, "You're his wife. Do something." And Lakshmi said, "I have never seen him like this. I'm not going near." Because he was so angry. So then Lord Brahma told Prahlad, "Do something." So Prahlad had a garland which he put on Lord Nrsimha, and then Prahlad laid down in front of the Lord and offered his obeisances. And when Prahlad did that, Lord Nrsimha stopped roaring. And Lord Nisringa took his lotus hand, as we sang, Tavakara Kamala. The Lord put his lotus hand on Prahlad's head, and the boy stood up. And now, even though he's a five-year-old boy, if you study in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers that Prahlad spoke, many prayers, not just one, a stream, and his prayers are very, very high philosophy. And the Sanskrit is long. Like Bhagavad Gita shlokas are very short. But Prahlad's verses are long. Very advanced. Five-year-old boy, because he had been touched on the head by the Lord. He was full of spiritual knowledge. So Prahlad offered one prayer after the other, very humbly, very meek, very submissive. And when Prahlad finished, as I said, many prayers. When Prahlad finished speaking, Lord Nisringadev said to Prahlad, because you believed in me, because you were my devotee, your father tried to kill you in so many ways. Your father tortured you, and time after time he tried to kill you. So you have suffered so much just because you were my devotee, because you believed in me. Therefore, Prahlad, I want you to take a benediction. Now you can imagine, if the Lord came to you and say, you can have anything you want, what would you ask? What would you ask if the Lord came to the door right now and said, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. You don't have to tell me. You keep that private. So, when Prahlad was offered by the Lord anything he wanted, Prahlad said to the Lord, my Lord, I'm not a merchant. I don't worship you in a business exchange. He said, my Lord, you are my master. You're my eternal master. And I am your eternal servant. That's sufficient for me. I don't need anything. I'm happy just to be your eternal servant. But then Lord Nisringa said, no, 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 no. You must take a benediction. So Prahlad said, okay, if I must take a benediction, then I pray that in my heart there are no more material desires. Or like Rakesh says, no more Maya. Rakesh's new thing, his goal in life, no more Maya. Am I right, Rakesh? Tonight you are my muse. You are my inspiration. So Prahlad said, if you want to give me benediction, let there not be any more material desires in the core of my heart. Then the Lord, and then Prahlad also said one more thing. Prahlad said, yes, don't send my father to hell. I want you to deliver him. So the Lord agreed. Then the Lord chastised Lord Brahma and said, don't give these kinds of benedictions ever again. Because Lord Brahma had to give Hiranyakashipu a type of benediction, it was kind of difficult to keep all of Brahma's benedictions intact and still kill Hiranyakashipu. So the Lord was telling Lord Brahma, hey, don't do this anymore. So Prahlad was then installed as the king of the demons, and the Lord told Prahlad, don't worry. even though you are now the king of the demons, you are not going to be disturbed by the demons. The demons have to have a king. You're going to be their king, but you're not going to be affected. I bless you that you will always remember me. And that is the benediction that we should ask from the Lord. My Lord, let me never forget you, no matter what the situation. Just like you all know the story of Sudama. When Sudama was poor, he thought of Krishna. He worshipped Krishna. And then when Sudama became fabulously rich, he didn't change. He still was the same Sudama, completely devoted to Krishna. Doesn't matter if he was poor or rich, he was fixed in his devotion to the Lord. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Amen.